Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and on your favorite podcast platform. Well, we are here on Friday, and of course, today we look back at some of the programs we did with Alfred Mera, who is one of our parishioners. He's a great contemplative and a great person. You see him occasionally at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. Because of his blindness, he can't come to every Mass. And we've talked to him about that and all. He's just a wonderful guy. And so he's going to talk to us, as we heard in a previous program. This is from back in the midwinter, about his contemplative way of describing how the Lord works with us. In the meantime, remember, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Next week, we have a real special program for you. We have an interview with Corey Fronten, who helped put together the Graduate Student Union over at MIT. So that'll be an interesting conversation between Tuesday and next Friday. And of course, Monday, you'll hear my homily where I talk about the concept of the rich man and Lazarus. In the meantime, we're going to switch right over to Alfred Mera and our conversation we had from him last February. So let's switch over to the interview now.
Beautiful phrases that come out of the mouth of our Lord. He's absolutely the most lovable person. And I used to say, or try to say to people, you know, you have to fall in love with Jesus of Nazareth. And like Mary Magdalene loved him. Oh, yes, of course she. But what about St. Peter? Oh, well, St. Peter, too, loved him mm-hmm. in such a way that to be in love with him in this, a very real way, to weep about him or to go along and be in friend in a kind of friendship with him.
And so, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, just to say, whatever he's going through, Peter is in love with him. For instance, if Peter is plucked out of the sea and put in a boat because he lost his faith, okay, that's another reason why Peter is just going to love Jesus, because he saves him like that.
Mm.
Or when he denies him, We don't give St. Peter any credit at all. When our Lord was arrested and brought to the courtyard, Peter got in there, or sometime maybe around midnight, and then at cockcrow, it's 4.5 hours later. Is Peter in the courtyard for 4.5 hours?
Oh, wow.
Probably.
Yeah.
And why doesn't he get credit for that? Where was anybody else? Even St. John wasn't there. Well, that was because he was not invited, maybe, by the Holy Spirit. But St. Peter was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, I'm going to risk my neck for 4.5 hours. And then finally, I can't take it anymore. And he made a big mistake. He could have said, oh, no, I made a mistake. I do know who he is. He's my master. But he didn't say that. He just said, I've had it, and he left.
Hmm. I got to tell you, there are times I've been down those paths.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, if you love him that much, then you're a lucky person, because that's what we all want, to be in love. Trouble is, we pick the wrong things to be in love with.
Oh, wow. What you just... So, yeah, that's when we're in love with things, but God is calling us to have all our love first for him.
Listen, for G- Jesus of Nazareth first.
Mm-hmm.
I came into this world and lived among you people, giving you an example of what true love is.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect you people, that's us, to love, fall in love with me. That's all. Just feel free to be in love with me. It's not a carnal thing at all. It's a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can love Joe DiMaggio because you're a Yankees fan and he's a fabulous hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or you can love Cassius Clay, who became Muhammad Ali, the boxer.
Right.
Wow, look at that fist. Look at those arms. So anyway, you're in love with some kind of beautiful thing, but the king of beautiful things is our Lord himself. So that's why the Bible is so important.
We're going to talk more with Alfred on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. You can also send us feedback. We'd really appreciate that. And you can also send us a donation if these programs are important to you. Remember, your donation helps the parish. So there's a little tab there. Or you can send a donation to 43 Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N Street in Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And anyway, you can check all that out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're continuing our discussion with Alfred, and what we're talking about is how Jesus is love and obviously, therefore, lovable.
He is the most, absolutely, the most lovable person in existence.
Sure.
Well, wait until you see the Father. He who sees me sees the Father.
Uh-huh.
How can you say, show us the Father? Have I been so long a time with you and you don't know me? He who sees me sees the Father. And don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? You know, St. Philip asks us, hey, can you show us the Father and we'll be satisfied or it will be enough for us?
Mm-hmm.
How can you say that to me? Philip, don't you know that I am in the Father? And then he goes on farther, farther, farther off the rest of the chapter.
Yeah.
Like I said, the next chapter is Jesus, the true vine, and Jesus this telling about himself. I am the vine and you are the branches.
If, oh, that's right, yes.
All that. And then the next chapter is a chapter of the Holy Spirit. Like he says about the Holy Spirit, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin, justice, and judgment.
Mm-hmm.
He will teach you all things. And he will glorify me. Oh, that's another one.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is glorifying Jesus.
Mm.
It means that he is going to continue to tell us all about our Lord until the end of time and then show us the beatific vision after the time is over. So the Holy Spirit then is the second advocate who will dwell with us forever. That's in chapter 16.
Wow.
So it's a nice little summation in scriptural concepts of the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then the next chapter would be the 17, Christ's prayer to the Father. And he's always praying for us in every single way he can imagine.
Wow.
So it's adorable.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation through the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.